This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden said New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo should resign after a report released Tuesday by the state's attorney general found that Cuomo had sexually harassed numerous women in violation of federal and state laws. At a news conference in Albany, New York, Cuomo denied any wrongdoing, declaring, "I never touched anyone inappropriately." Letitia James, New York's attorney general, said Cuomo allegedly targeted 11 current and former employees of the state government. The probe uncovered a so-called climate of fear created by Cuomo's behavior, which James said included unwanted kisses, groping, hugging, and making unacceptable remarks. She said the investigation also found that the Democratic governor had retaliated against at least one former employee for complaining about his actions. The nearly five-month investigation was performed by two outside attorneys hired by the state attorney general's office. They spoke to 179 people, including complainants, current and former staffers of the governor's office, and other state workers. The report is expected to be taken into account in an ongoing investigation by the state legislature into whether there are reasons for Cuomo to be impeached. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued a new moratorium on home evictions that would last until October 3rd. The Biden administration is trying to quell intensifying criticism that it was allowing vulnerable renters to lose their homes during the pandemic. The new moratorium could help millions stay in their homes as the coronavirus Delta variant has spread and states have been slow to release federal rental aid. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A powerful explosion rocked the heart of the Afghan capital late on Tuesday, followed by gunfire inside Kabul's heavily fortified green zone. Several sources confirmed to VOA that a suicide bomb attack was carried out on the house of Afghanistan's defense minister. The minister was not at home and his family was evacuated to safety. Soon after the attack, the general reassured the public through his Twitter account, saying, "Do not worry, everything is fine." Local media reported that it was a complex attack involving a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device followed by gunmen who tried to enter the house of the defense minister. A spokesman for the Afghan Interior Ministry told journalists that the attack happened in an area called Sherpur near the upscale neighborhood of Wazir Akbar Khan. No casualties have been reported thus far. Several other government officials and members of the parliament live in that area. A new report by the U.S. Defense Department says more than 2 years after the collapse of its self-declared caliphate, the Islamic State terror group appears to be trying to rebuild its army in the eastern Syrian desert using children and teenagers smuggled out of displaced persons camps. In particular, the report warned that despite a series of crackdowns by the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, IS, also known as ISIS, ISIL, or Daesh, retains significant influence in many of the camps. The report said IS targets the most susceptible boys for recruitment. U.S. military officials have repeatedly warned about the potential for IS to take advantage of conditions at displaced persons camps as the group tries to regenerate its capabilities. Iran's supreme leader officially endorsed his hardline protege, Ibrahim Raisi, as the nation's next president on Tuesday. Iran is under crushing U.S. sanctions that have devastated the economy and led to the crash of the Iranian currency. Meanwhile, the coronavirus has spiraled out of control, with authorities reporting a record of 39,000 new cases on Tuesday, almost 2,000 more than the previous day. In a speech, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei advised Raisi to empower the country's poor people and improve the national currency. And the British Navy has reported the potential hijack of a ship on Tuesday in the Gulf of Oman off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. A spokesman for the British Foreign Ministry said in a statement Tuesday, "We are urgently investigating an incident on a vessel off the UAE coast." Earlier Tuesday, four oil tankers also off the coast of UAE reported their ships had lost power. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.